Welcome back to That 590 Show. I'm your host, Matt Berger, alongside Matt Rocchio and John Giamatti Rudolph. The month of May is all about grads, moms, giving thanks to those that lost their lives in service to this country, and the unofficial start of summer vacation season. As you travel across this great country of ours, remember to show appreciation for those that lost their lives to keep it free. You also want to have the confidence that the car you and your family are traveling in is top-notch. I can personally assure you that such vehicles can be found at Bellman Automotive in Troy, Missouri. Ryan Kimmer and his sales staff will be there by your side if you're in the market for a new or used vehicle. They have a wide inventory of both and financing for everyone. $6,000 off Grand Caravans, up to $12,000 off Rams, and $5,500 off Cherokee, which is their best-selling product. They also have their Coffee with a Cop promo May 13th from 8:30 to 10:30 at the Chrysler dealership. You can never go wrong at Bellman Automotive, 175 Turnbell Trail in Troy, Missouri. Give them a call at 636-462-3600. That's BellmanCDJR.com. Rock, I heard this stat earlier today about the Golden State Warriors that I could not believe. And their 8 playoff games that they've played so far this year in 2017, 4 against the Portland Trail Blazers and 4 against the Utah Jazz, they have spent more time being up by 20 than behind by any margin.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. That's a little.
You don't seem too impressed by that.
So I mean, the team won. This is a team that won 73 wins without Kevin Durant. I mean, won 73 games without Kevin Durant. So no, when they lay down an absolute smack across 8 games, I'm not shocked because we saw them do it across 73 last year. I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, they set a lot of point differential marks in the last year's playoffs as well and the regular season. They're a freaking juggernaut. That's the bottom line. And they're a juggernaut who lost Andrew Bogut and Harrison Barnes and replaced them with Kevin Durant and Zaza Pachulia. But nonetheless, to Kevin Durant.
Yeah, that's the big name there.
Yeah.
Not Zaza Pachulia.
I mentioned two positions. I had to correctly say who they replaced them with.
I don't see anybody beating this team, though, in a 7-game series. That's the thing. I don't see any, like, okay, right now we're watching the Rockets and the Spurs. Whoever wins in this series is going to be facing the Golden State Warriors. Do you give either one of those two teams a fighter's chance to even win 2 games in a series? I don't. They might win 1. I'm still standing by my statement that the Warriors are going to go faux. I don't see the Rockets or the Spurs, especially the Rockets with Nene out. I don't see them winning 2 games against Golden State.
The Cavaliers will have the Lakers record on the line when the finals start. The Warriors will not. They will lose 1 game to either the Spurs or the Rockets. Whether it's because the Spurs are a solid team and they win one close because they have a great shutdown guy in Kawhi Leonard, or that's how I think that if they lose a game to the Spurs, it's because of that way. Close game, methodical. Aldridge and Gasol have solid games. They beat them on the offensive boards. Or Houston beats the Spurs, which won't happen because D'Antoni doesn't beat Popovich. And the Rockets win 1 game by actually blowing out the Warriors by 15.
Yeah, it'd be one of those things to be like 145-130.
And literally, it's because the Rockets go 47 from 74 from behind the arc.
They shoot so many 3-pointers.
They shoot, I mean, literally, the team ethos. This is not a joke. This is not something invented by the writers. This is something that is preached in the film room. 53 is a game. 53 is a game.
Yeah.
When we want to win games, we have to take 53 as a game.
And you know that's got to drive.
Mike D'Antoni's a genius. I don't care what anybody says. You can harp on his defense all you want. Mike D'Antoni is a genius.
When it comes to offense,
he's
yeah.
a genius. I don't care. You can point out the fact that he couldn't manufacture crap in New York. Mike D'Antoni is a genius. I mean, he's a genius. 53 is a game. Who's smart? Who's ballsy enough to walk into a film room and just go, all right, guys, 53 is a game. Beautiful.
Look what those New York Knicks have done to the sterling reputation of Phil Jackson.
I mean,
Phil Jackson was a basketball god until he got to New York, and now everybody's starting to wonder if Phil Jackson even knows what he's talking about.
Everyone looks around, they go, can you believe the style of basketball the Warriors are playing? They take 32 threes per game, and the Rockets are just sitting here like, hold my beer.
Yeah.
I mean, 53 is a game. It's unbelievable. So I think one of those teams in the West will shock the Warriors. I also think because the Warriors are definitely, I mean, they're foot's off the gas right now. I'm sorry. Draymond Green is signing, he's signing posters that are making fun of him in Utah. They're talking about how they would rather have a good nightlife destination instead of
I remember saying that before the series started.
The Clippers and the Jazz.
They've checked out. Now, LeBron has also checked out. LeBron has also checked out. He's drinking beer, and he's quite literally toying All-Star Cowboy
with Serge Ibaka. Yeah,
well, literally toying with them.
Giamatti, I don't know if you saw that, but
stupid.
LeBron had the ball on the sideline behind the 3-point arc, and Serge Ibaka, who was a really good defender, was in front of him, and LeBron just stood there and spun the ball in his hand twice. And then just
he tried to argue that he was trying to see how Serge would defend him. But
yeah,
I don't care, disrespectful or not, it was an unbelievable. I mean, he absolutely othered Serge Ibaka by doing that because then he drained the three. So both these teams have pulled their feet off the gas. They're coasting right now. And so, but I just think that, and so my rationale for this is simply the Rockets and or Spurs are better than the Celtics and or Wizards. Therefore, they will get a win against a coasting team while the Wizards and or Celtics will not. Although, if it is the Wizards, I might have to amend that. I think the Wizards might be able to win one.
Maybe in Washington. Because especially, you see the way that they played on Sunday. John Wall is maybe the most underappreciated superstar in the NBA.
Oh, Kyrie Irving's not going to sleep. Irving will not sleep that week.
So much fun watching John Wall play on Sunday afternoon.
He will make Kyrie Irving so stupid, they'll hide Kyrie Irving over on Otto Porter or Bradley Beal, and they'll probably make him look bad. They're a team that's really well built in that they don't have any money inside. I mean, they have Marcin Gortat, but they don't have to worry about that. He's not gonna get embarrassed by Tristan Thompson, so they don't have to worry about Thompson going off on the offensive boards. They have enough shooters that you can at least force the three wing lineup of the Cavaliers in J.R. Smith, Amon Shumpert, and LeBron. You can at least force them at least a little bit to scramble.
Well, yeah, I just don't
think
that's
what you
got to do. I just think Washington's got the firepower. And another thing that I would be concerned about too is that, I mean, Bradley Beal, he's been good this playoff season, but he's been a little uneven. So I'd be worried that they're going to get to the Eastern Conference Finals and it's just going to be John Wall against the Cleveland Cavaliers, and Bradley Beal's going to be a no show. That would be my concern if I was a Wizards fan. But I just don't see them. I don't see them winning, you know, four games against Cleveland unless someone gets hurt.
At no point were we talking about four games. We're talking about can they win one
game?
The entire premise of the discussion was can any of the four teams just win one? And my point is that there might be a game where game four, Kyrie's gotten destroyed the first three games, but they've won. So they move Kyrie off on Otto Porter. And LeBron then covers John Wall, and that's the game where Bradley Beal is able to go off because J.R. Smith and Amon Shumpert are overrated as defenders. Maybe something like that happens.
What do you make of Draymond Green calling Kelly Olynyk a dirty player?
It's a joke, and I say that only because Draymond Green came out and said that was a joke.
Okay.
Because maybe he's lying because that drips with so much irony and hypocrisy, you can't even
the pot
you couldn't
the
even
kettle.
Comment. You
I
could,
mean,
yeah, you couldn't even comment on it. Why? Because he's Black Burger? Jesus.
That's what it is.
But it was unbelievable that Draymond said that. Draymond Green is a fairly dirty player. I think, but Draymond Green's dirtiness is different than Kelly Olynyk.
Well, yeah,
Kelly Olynyk's got that hidden disguise dirtiness.
Draymond Green will kick you in the junk.
Yeah, Draymond Green will just kick you in the junk, push you down, and elbow you. Kelly Olynyk's got that sneaky dirtiness where he's got an elbow in your lower side when you go to set the pick, and he locks his feet up with yours so that when you jump, you're going to go up weird, or he puts his feet. Kelly Olynyk is the kind of guy who will put his feet under yours when you rise up for a shot so that you twist your ankle when you come down on his foot. Draymond Green's the kind of guy who will just elbow you after you make that shot.
Let's head to the Bellman Automotive phone line, and Boston's number one fan, D, joins us. Good evening, D. How are you, sir?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How y'all doing?
What's on your mind?
Celtics get knocked out of the playoffs already?
No, they didn't, but I mean, we're just talking about what team has the best chance of at least giving Cleveland or Golden State a series.
So basically what I'm saying is, what you're trying to tell me is that Boston doesn't stand a chance against Cleveland?
No, sorry, I'm sorry, D, but they just don't. I mean,
I don't think they do.
They don't have the depth on the wing. I mean, Jay Crowder's a nice player, but there's no one on that team who can slow LeBron down. And that's the thing. There's, I mean, the Warriors and the other teams, they at least have somebody you might think can slow him down. I can't even picture somebody. I can't even picture bodies that you throw in front of LeBron James.
Avery
on the
Bradley's
Clippers.
A good defender, but he's got no shot against LeBron.
Avery Bradley's a great defender, but yeah, against LeBron, that's where Avery Bradley becomes overmatched. I mean, again, Jay Crowder's a solid player, but no.
So I guess I know the regular season doesn't mean much, but it pretty much states and tells you what you can and can't do against the team in the playoffs. That's what I look at. That's how I look at the regular season. And to my knowledge, the Bulls and the Celtics own the season during the regular season. So throwing bodies in front of LeBron is not going to be an issue.
Yes, it is.
The issue is going to be stopping everybody else and making LeBron be the only one to score.
The guy's shooting 45% from 3-point line and 57% from the field. No, I'm sorry, but throwing Jaylen Brown in front of LeBron isn't crap. No,
so you don't think Boston has the defense?
Not against LeBron James.
No, not against LeBron. With the way that Cleveland's playing right now. And, I mean, as there's so many people who are saying that Cleveland, before the playoffs started, Cleveland looks a little vulnerable. I don't think anybody really thought they were going to not make it out of the Eastern Conference and back to the NBA Finals, but they may have struggled a little bit, and so far they haven't really broken a sweat.
Right. Well, I mean, that's another show in itself. Talk about, but I can't wait until this Boston and Cleveland series gets underway because I'm gonna call you guys back halfway through the series when they tie 1-1.
Oh, I know you will, D. There's not one doubt in my mind. Yeah. I look forward to it too if it happens.
D, I don't want to burst your bubble, but you guys needed Rajon Rondo to get hurt to make it out of the first round, and now you're talking about competing with a team that has LeBron James. I'm sorry. What planet are you living on, sir?
Rocky O. I'm living on Trump's earth. Don't forget that. When I want, and I don't care if it's facts or not. You guys are talking all that fake news again.
D, have a great night, buddy.
You guys too, man.
Take care.
That was so unbelievably such a good response to my question.
He got you there.
I didn't see that coming at all. That was perfect. Oh, my God, D. He had that locked and loaded.
Yes, he did. Let's take a commercial break. I want to talk about the story I saw in the Washington Post today. Someone posted it on the TMA fan pin. Kind of ridiculous. You're listening to That 590 Show on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.